98.7 FM. Arizona's sports station. Bickley and Murata.
It's going to be lit, is what I hear every single day. It's the greatest radio show ever.
Dan Bickley. Vince Murata.
It's the greatest show on earth.
Bickley and Murata. This is the greatest.
Good morning and welcome.
I love this show.
Me too.
It's the greatest radio show
really
that's ever existed.
It really, really
in
is.
In case you needed a refresher for the new version of the prolonged open.
Let's cut the crap, Mr. Murata.
Bickley and Murata.
I hate everything about this show. This is the worst show in the world. Good morning, Phoenix. What is happening? The day that we feared has arrived. The day that the other shoe has dropped has arrived. Great.
I would be lying, Vic, if I said I didn't feel some guilt because I did put it out there. You're hoping for the best. Everything's going so swimmingly.
Yeah.
When is it going to happen? And I won't claim full responsibility, but I did put it out there yesterday.
No, and for those who are just tuning in and have, well, everyone's heard. I mean, it's all anyone is talking about. Chris Paul, a positive COVID-19 test. He is in health and safety protocol, and now we get to spend the next X amount of days in limbo, worrying about when he is going to return to the court. Now, it could be worse. We could be Clippers fans who may have lost Kawhi Leonard to an ACL injury at the end of a blowout.
It's been a roller coaster for pretty much every team that's still alive in the NBA playoffs. It's been a roller coaster.
You're not kidding.
And that roller coaster just got higher and faster today.
Yes, it did. Now, but see, the worst thing about this injury to Kawhi Leonard, even though it's proof that things can be worse, it also means that series has a chance of ending quickly. And that is bad news for the Phoenix Suns. Because right now, more than anything, you want that series to go seven.
Yeah, I mean, it's already at four. You're right. I mean, the possibility is there.
Yeah. I mean, the Clippers can't win a game with Kawhi Leonard, that means the Suns begin their series on Sunday.
Yes.
And will Chris Paul be ready by Sunday? I don't know. There are people wondering if he'll be cleared by Tuesday, which is game one. And again, this is a good day to take a deep breath and not let this overtake you entirely, because there is so much that we don't know yet and can't really control.
Yeah, that's true.
All right.
We'll probably have a different picture by the end of today's show. Would you agree with that?
I think so.
In some degree?
I would think so. All right. Well, this is not going to be a Shenanigans Wednesday. Sorry about that, folks. Young Jesse, start the show.
The Splash. Splash. The stories making waves in the sports world. The Splash.
Cannonball coming.
The Splash. Brought to you by Presidential Pools, Arizona's number one pool builder. See why at presidentialpools.com.
Yeah, just when you thought things were going so smoothly for the Phoenix Suns in the 2021 postseason, The Athletic's Sham Sharania reported early this morning that Suns point guard Chris Paul is in the NBA's health and safety protocols related to COVID-19. It has since been reported by our own John Gambadoro that it was a positive test for COVID-19. His availability status for the Western Conference Finals against either Utah or the Clippers is unknown, as is officially Paul's vaccination status. Jalen Rose stated, as a matter of fact, this morning on ESPN's Get Up that Paul is fully vaccinated. Gambo himself tweeted that it's his understanding Paul was vaccinated back in February along with Suns players. That's important because it could lessen the amount of time that Chris Paul misses if he is vaccinated. He, of course, averaged 25.5 points, 10.3 assists in the Suns' Western Conference semifinal sweep of the Denver Nuggets. Yeah. Which ended on Sunday.
And I really hope he is vaccinated, because there would be so much undue criticism directed at Chris Paul if he wasn't.
True.
So I hope that, for a lot of reasons, I hope that element of the reporting so far, the speculation that he has been vaccinated, Jalen Rose saying point blank in a way that leads you to believe that information came straight from Chris Paul. Let's really hope that's the case, because if he's been vaccinated, then there's a chance this thing might get resolved sooner rather than later.
Yeah, we'll cross our fingers. We'll also talk to Gambo at 10:30. He's going to join us with all the latest and what he's been able to uncover in this whole situation. Paul was also named to the All-NBA second team yesterday, joining Portland's Damian Lillard, Philadelphia's Joel Embiid, Julius Randle of the Knicks, and LeBron James of the Lakers. The All-NBA first team was comprised of Nikola Jokic, Giannis, Steph Curry, Luka Doncic, and Kawhi Leonard. Devin Booker, who LeBron James earlier this year called the most disrespected player in the league, got disrespected again, left off even the third team.
And I thought Trae Young got robbed as well. And who comes off that list? Oh, I don't know. Maybe LeBron. Seriously.
Who missed a good portion of the season?
Right.
Look, I think it's in his contract that he has to get MVP votes and he has to be on an All-NBA team.
No, I'm with you. Yeah. I'm with you. I was disappointed in that.
But could fuel Devin Booker even further moving into the future if he views that as disrespect. Kawhi Leonard, that story continues to unfold as well. The Clippers forward will miss Game 5 with the Utah Jazz tonight with a right knee injury. Could be out the remainder of the series. Shams Charania of The Athletic tweeted within the last half hour that the Clippers fear that Kawhi Leonard has suffered an ACL injury. That's not good. ACLs are not day-to-day situations.
No, they're not.
That completely changes the complexion of that series, which I think when we left the airwaves yesterday, Bic, you and I were both convinced, all right, the Clippers are going to win this series, and the Suns are going to face them in the next round. You take away Kawhi Leonard, their best player, and I don't know what happens to that team, quite honestly.
Yeah, no, same here. And just after a game that made us all fear the Clippers all over again, for him to injure himself in the waning moments of that game, wow. That's
which
all I can say is
looked,
wow.
I mean, it was obvious when he did it. It looked rather innocuous in real time.
Yeah.
I did have the question. I was like, they're up 17 with like 5 minutes to go in a game that they've controlled, and why is he still in there? And I know coaches are pretty against clearing the bench at that point with that much time left, but we can get into that later as well. Kevin Durant put on a show for the ages last night in Brooklyn. 49 points, 17 rebounds, 10 assists. Nets come from behind to beat the Milwaukee Bucks 114-108 in a pivotal Game 5. The Nets did get a return from James Harden, who played almost 46 minutes with hamstring injury.
Couldn't believe it.
He wasn't very good. He scored 5 points. He shot 1 of 10, but Durant was unbelievable. He played all 48 minutes, 31 points after halftime. Brooklyn overcame a 17-point first-half deficit, and they grab a 3-2 series lead.
New respect for James Harden for doing what he did last night, for just being on the floor and organizing that offense, and mad respect to Kevin Durant for doing what he did. I had doubts whether he was going to be able to do it, and there are no doubts this morning.
I had doubts, too. He answered a ton of questions last night. Jeff Green was really good, too, by the way. Kudos to him. Tonight, two games on the schedule. Philadelphia taking on Atlanta in a crucial Game 5 in Philly. That'll be followed by that Game 5 of the Utah-LA series in Salt Lake City. A couple of NBA head coaches hitting the unemployment line today. New Orleans cutting ties with Stan Van Gundy after just one season. And the Washington Wizards and Scott Brooks couldn't come to terms on a new deal, so it's one of those mutual parting of the ways in Washington. He was on that job for 5 years. Another big story, the NCAA investigating whether the Arizona State football program hosted recruits during the dead period, maybe other possible recruiting violations and COVID-19 violations. That reported first by The Athletic. We'll talk to Doug Haller from The Athletic in the 1 o'clock hour about that situation. D-backs finding new ways to extend their losing streak. Last night might have taken the cake. They blew a 7-0 lead, 8-7 loss to the Giants. Mike Yastrzemski hit a grand slam off Humberto Castellanos with 2 outs in the bottom of the 8th to complete the comeback for the Giants. D-backs lost 12 straight overall, 21st straight on the road. That streak now just 1 away from tying the modern Major League Baseball record for futility. Same two teams tonight at Oracle Park with Merrill Kelly on the mound for the D-backs against Anthony DeSclafani.
Just full of good news today, aren't you, Vinny?
6:45. Pregame is at 6 o'clock on 98.7 FM Arizona Sports Station. And former ASU Hoops players Josh Christopher and Marcus Bagley have both received invitations to the NBA Combine, which will take place in Chicago Starting next week, the NBA draft is on tap for July 29th. Yeah, a lot going on.
Yeah, a lot going on.
A lot going on with the Phoenix Suns. Chris Paul testing positive for COVID. Status up in the air. Great. We'll talk about it next. It's Bickley and Marotta, 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station.
98.7 FM, Arizona's Sports Station. Bickley and Marotta.
Bickley and Marotta.
Yeah, it's devastating. It's Chris Paul who makes all the right plays, who everyone turns to when the game is on the line. Chris Paul, who basically, is the leader of this team every which way possible. Just not having him in practice, not having him in your facility, not having him around your team, a young team that looks for someone to basically give them direction besides Coach Williams. I mean, to me, it's huge.
That's Seth Greenberg on ESPN's Get Up this morning. Talking about the news that probably was with you when you woke up today. If you got the alert on your phone did when I woke up this morning. Actually, I got a couple text messages that were just basically like, are you blanking kidding me? Question mark.
Right.
Chris Paul, as Gambo has reported, Sham Sharania was first on it that Chris Paul is in the health and safety protocols. We know what that means in a lot of cases. There's not a whole lot of information, but Gambo followed up and saying, yes, it was a positive test for COVID-19 at this point for Chris Paul. And a lot of questions now, Bick, on his availability for the Western Conference Finals. Yeah. The first question we have is, we don't know when this series is going to start. It's either going to be Sunday or Tuesday. But at this point, you have to feel pretty discouraged that Chris Paul is going to be on the court either day.
Yeah. Listen, exactly. And I understand there's a sucker punch element to this story that is going to sort of define us the rest of the day, maybe the rest of the next couple of days. But I think that looking at this logically, what does Chris Paul have to do to get back on the floor? He has to test negative in successive tests.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so if Chris Paul did test positive, as Gambo reported, it really comes down to whether or not he has been vaccinated, because if it is true that he has been vaccinated, then he's got antibodies in his body that will help him resolve this. There's no playbook as to when that will happen.
No, but we also don't know if that's indeed the case. There's several people, including Jalen Rose on this morning, on ESPN, he went out and said, basically, matter-of-factly, that Chris Paul is vaccinated.
Unlike Kawhi, this one isn't doom and gloom for me, because they're off this week. He's already been vaccinated, and I know the word indefinitely makes you feel like he may not be in the next series. I don't anticipate him missing more than one game at the most, just based on the dynamics of time and how the protocol has worked.
Again, that is one man's report. He did say it very matter-of-factly, but again, we don't know the status of that. We don't know with the positive test if there are symptoms. That's the other thing to consider. If there's actual symptoms here, that could prolong any delay. We've seen right. Suns players over the course of the season in the health and safety protocols with not a lot of information, but Cam Johnson dealt with it. Frank Kaminsky dealt with it. Dario Saric dealt with it. The timing of this could not be worse for the Suns or Chris Paul.
It really couldn't. And there's a lot of things that are going through my head right now. And it's we talked about this weeks ago that, let's not forget about these health and safety protocols, and they still exist. If most basketball players have been vaccinated, and if the vaccine has been readily available to basketball players, I just really wonder, what is the NBA doing? You are allowing 19,000 people to come to your game, and you don't care if they wear masks, and yet we're doing this.
And there's not a whole lot of research being done on whether or not they're vaccinated.
Exactly. Yeah. And so what exactly is the NBA doing here? And now, if Chris Paul is symptomatic, it's another matter entirely, obviously. But if Chris Paul has been vaccinated and Chris Paul has COVID-19 and his teammates have been vaccinated, there should be no issues with him playing basketball.
You would think.
Yeah. And so this is what bothers me, because this just doesn't make sense. It's okay for these owners now to make all of this money on selling tickets, but we're still having this theater of COVID-19 protocol? I just don't get it.
Look, theater is certainly one way to put it. I had the same thoughts. I mean, if Chris Paul is vaccinated and now he's separated from the team and he's asymptomatic, and we know the realities of you know, well, what we know about COVID right now, I mean, that's an attempt to protect him from the unvaccinated or protect the unvaccinated from him.
Yeah, right. And it's and again, I don't know the details about this, but this is sort of the modern reality that we're all living with here. I saw the report recently where the Arizona Cardinals rank among the worst teams in the NFL in vaccination rate. Mm-hmm. There are four teams at the bottom where players are just not getting vaccinated. And Cliff Kingsbury said, yeah, our players have been overeducated on it. Okay, so you're putting yourself as a football team in the same position by not getting vaccinated. Mm-hmm. And I understand getting vaccinated is a choice, but it affects everybody around you.
You're also choosing the consequences.
That's exactly right. You're choosing the consequences in addition to it.
And if you know that and you accept that, that's fine. But it does still impact other people.
Yes. If you're a professional athlete, it affects your teammates, your fan base, everybody.
Yeah.
And that's why I really hope that's not the story with Chris Paul. There was a quote people brought out about Chris Paul on getting vaccinated, and he spoke as head of the NBPA, the National Basketball Players Association. He was asked about vaccinations, and his response was, quote, "I think all of these situations are personal type decisions." And that was the end of it. A lot of people are looking at that going, well, maybe he's not vaccinated. Don't assume that. That's the head of a players association speaking on behalf of the constituents. That's what that is. That's not him giving his belief on whether or not he's been vaccinated or being vague about vaccines.
I think that's where the vagueness has to be in that position on that subject. Mm-hmm. You have to be vague on that as the head of the players association. This is just, over the past month, for some people, 2 months, it's been this creeping towards normalcy again, depending on the individual. And we get these reminders every once in a while. It's like, hey, hello, you're not completely out of the woods on this yet. And this is one of those reminders. And it's been a speed bump for Suns fans, obviously. Yeah. I don't know the condition. I don't know the health of Chris Paul right now. Hope he's okay. I hope this is nothing more than an asymptomatic positive test and he can get back to the court early on. But yeah, just another one of those reminders. And a reminder, too. We got the Chris Paul shoulder in game one against the Lakers. When you get to this level, nothing is easy.
Absolutely
is just
not.
Another. The Monty Williams quote is ringing very, very true. Everything you want to accomplish is on the other side of hard. Man, this has not been easy for the Suns.
No.
And it hasn't been easy for a lot of NBA teams this postseason.
The Lakers were firmly in control of this first-round series when Anthony Davis got hurt.
Mm-hmm.
Kawhi Leonard now might be done for the playoffs with the Clippers. It could be worse. The Suns can get by one game without Chris Paul, especially if the series opens in Salt Lake City. So to me, this is not doom and gloom just yet, but it does feel typically Phoenix.
That's a great way to put it. Let's start printing up those t-shirts. Typically Phoenix. Yeah, how many of those you think we'll sell?
Nah.
I'm guessing not many. Coming up next, we'll get the latest on the Chris Paul situation. Our John Gambadoro has been on top of it. He will join us straight ahead. It's Bickley and Murata live from the Ak-Chin Community Studios here on this Wednesday, 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station.
You know, there's a lot of variables that maybe he doesn't even know now. I mean, if you're looking at a positive, it comes when they have a week off. And we have seen many players who are either exposed or even have the virus sort of bounce back very quickly. And so these are all questions we don't have the answer to, but are going to be huge in the coming days here.
Brian Windhorst, ESPN NBA analyst, on with the KJZ Morning Show on ESPN Radio. Questions to be answered on the Chris Paul front, a positive test. His status right now is unknown for the Western Conference Finals. Here to share some information on what he's been able to uncover, our very own John Gambadoro checks in on the Coulter Automotive Group Sports Line. Gambo, busy morning, huh?
Oh, boy. Yeah. I'm a little tired.
Hold on, Gambo. Hold on. We got to get this rectified.
Yeah, I think he's on a speaker or doing something that was not audible. Tell us when you got him back there, Jesse. Yeah, Gambo's been on top of it. You can follow him on Twitter at Gambo987 to get the latest on all this, and obviously a lot more coming up with Dave Burns today from 2 to 6. No, not good to go. Okay.
Yeah. So when it comes to this now, it's really going to be a matter of we're going to be on pins and needles. And I keep hearing from people who might have been in, logic tells you may have been in contact with Chris Paul. And I keep seeing the phrase could miss a week. Worst case scenario, could miss game one. For Jalen Rose to declare definitively that Chris Paul has been vaccinated, there's only one person who would give him that information, in my opinion, and that person's Chris Paul.
You would think. Yeah.
So if he followed that up with, he's only going to miss one game at worst, that's where he's getting it from. So Chris Paul has probably already looked this thing in the face. Our guy Flex from Jersey, quoting a source, says that Chris Paul tested positive on Monday.
Which, yeah, as he put on his tweet, he's already 2 to 3 days into it. And Flex also said, don't discount Flex. He's a fan, definitely, but he does have good information and good people giving him information. He says, told be back in as soon as a week if everything goes well, but that's still being optimistic.
Right.
I mean, at this point, like I said before, Bic, I think it's really hard to envision Chris Paul being on the floor and in uniform for game one, regardless of when that game is.
Yeah, and then you wonder, people have wondered on Twitter, what was this basketball team doing interacting with fans on the way back through the airport and that kind of stuff. It's like... I don't know what to say about that. I really don't. I mean, it's... Yeah.
Again, another... reminder of, you know, where we still are in dealing with this. And I feel horrible for Chris Paul, obviously. I feel horrible for the Suns because even if it's a one-game absence, Chris Paul's absence from the court makes it a heck of a lot harder for the Suns to accomplish what they want to accomplish.
Well, yeah, and then you think about all the preparation time that he might miss as well, and that's going to be problematic as well. Nothing the team can't overcome. And I really think that this is not a death sentence for the Phoenix Suns.
All right, we got Gambo not on phone via the access unit. Much more clear, Gambo.
Yeah, no, I was on access the last time. I guess the guy.
Oh, really?
I guess they thought I was on phone. So, but I was on access the whole time, and they didn't plug me through on access. So, no big deal. But we're on now.
There we go.
Yeah, I've just been on. I got this unit at home, so I just dial in from home.
Beautiful.
So I kind of set you up. Busy morning. People are following you on Twitter. We got the news up on ArizonaSports.com. But anything new in terms of developments on this?
Yeah, Chris Paul tested positive, and he's in the health and safety protocol. It is a positive test. He's in quarantine. He can't be around the team at all. And, you know, his return is nobody knows. I mean, anything we talk about, is he going to be there for game one? We don't know. Like, we just don't know. I mean, and we can only speculate, right? It depends. He has to pass a couple of different tests now. Now, they're tested daily. So they're still tested daily. They're tested every day.
Mm-hmm.
And the players are tested every day. I checked with people close to DeAndre Ayton to see, because he was around. He was fist bumping everybody afterwards. And I said, hey, I checked with DeAndre's not in the health and safety protocol. It's just Chris. It isn't anybody else. And obviously, he tested positive for the coronavirus. And, you know, now he's out. Now, the Suns did have the highest level of participation in the vaccinations in the entire league. Coaches, players, staff, nobody had a higher participation level. Chris Paul led the way. He was vaccinated back in February at the fairgrounds with a couple of other Suns players. It was the Pfizer vaccine, from what I'm told, and he had both doses. So it happens. You know, people, there are thousands and thousands of people that have gotten the vaccine and then tested positive. You know, it's not foolproof, man.
No, not at all.
You know?
Not at all.
So there's at least 10,000 people that have gotten the vaccine and then tested positive for the virus. So he's one of them. So this just, you're just going to have to wait this out. We have no idea on whether he is going to be available for this game. He's not available until he clears a couple of tests.
That's one of the big misconceptions from what I can tell about the vaccine and those who have been vaccinated. There's an assumption that it shields you from catching COVID-19. It does not. What it does do, though, is puts antibodies in your body to help you fight it off quickly, hopefully quickly, and certainly without any mitigating circumstances.
I mean, Beck, 2 weeks from today, I leave for Italy. And the only way that I was able to go, that I'm able to go to Italy to be with my family, is to be on a COVID-tested flight. Now, so I had to change everything. I was supposed to fly from Phoenix to London. That's not a COVID. Then I would have had to quarantine in Italy for 10 days. It's quarantined for 10 days. But I am on a special COVID-tested flight out of JFK in New York that allows me to not quarantine. So I'm going to get tested before I leave here. Uh-huh. I'm going to get tested when I get to New York. And I'm going to get tested when I land in Milan. And then, so I'm going to have like three tests within like a 48-hour period so that way I don't have to quarantine. And I'm vaccinated.
Yep.
Wow.
No, and yeah, it's very, very real. I mean, it's there are a lot of people who have been vaccinated who have contracted COVID-19 and don't even know it.
Yeah. About the testing procedures, and you said it, Gambo, that Chris Paul would have to clear a couple of tests. You also said that they're still tested every day. Is that clear a couple of tests now after the positive test in a certain time frame, or is it could he test today and tomorrow be clear? I mean, do you have any more further information on the procedure there?
I spoke with a player who said that, you know, it's likely that they won't test them every day. Now, they do get tested every day, but they might not test. They might wait a day or two to, you know, to clear it, you know. But they do test these players every single day. So I would assume that if the test was Monday, if he tested positive Monday or Tuesday, it's very likely it was Monday or Tuesday, then, you know, they might wait a day or so, and then they'll start testing him. And they'll test him tomorrow, and they'll test him the next day. And then and once he shows, I think it's two from what I heard, negative tests, then he can rejoin the team. As of right now, you know, quarantine, he can't be around the team. He can't participate in any practices. He can contact them on the phone and stuff like that. But he can't be around anybody on the team until he clears this protocol, which is two negative tests, from what I've been told.
Yeah. Well, what about this postseason, though? How about this with the amount of injuries, and this has been a rough sled for everybody.
Yeah, and they've been, you know, they've been, you know, knock on wood, they've been the healthiest team out of anybody, right? Kawhi's out. I think I read something today. 8 All Stars have missed games. I just put this in my notes for. I just put this in my notes today that there's been, you know, with Kawhi now missing this game. James Harden, Anthony Davis, Donovan Mitchell, Mike Conley, Jaylen Brown, Joel Embiid, Kyrie Irving, Chris Paul would be the 9th player that is an all-star to miss a playoff game. That's the most in a season in NBA history per Elias.
That's incredible.
Yeah, and considering that this is now the second health-related question mark with Chris Paul in the offseason, and the Suns are still considered the healthiest of all teams. I know Jalen Rose said it this morning on ESPN, and I kind of agree. While this is a bummer, we all hope Chris Paul is okay, even if he misses time in this series. But this is not the same kind of news that they're dealing with in L.A. with Kawhi Leonard. I mean, that's a season ender, most likely for them.
Yeah, if that's an ACL, you know, and I know people have speculated, I don't know. But, you know, he's not going to play today, and there's no timetable for his return, and he could be out, and then they're done, right? I mean, they're I wanted the Jazz over the Clippers anyway. I don't want to play the Clippers with Kawhi and George at full strength. But now, you know, in Utah, the Clippers have clobbered the Jazz the two games in L.A. I mean, they beat the hell out of them. But then I was watching the Nets game last night. Oh, my God. Kevin Durant wasn't missing a shot. I mean, I think I tweeted out, wow, like this was unbelievable watching. He played the whole game. He didn't come out. Steve Nash in between the third and the fourth quarter is like, hey, you know, he's played the whole game. Is he going to rest? He goes, no, we kind of need him. So he's going to play the whole game without coming out. It's, man, he was just unbelievable. And, you know, we're all thinking right now, what's the best situation for the Suns? Is it to play the Jazz? And, you know, I hope the Nets get knocked out so they don't have to play the Nets. We're all just, you know, just kind of going through this and trying to figure it out. But the biggest concern now is just can they get Chris Paul back in time? Because you can't give away a game to the Jazz or the Clippers.
No, I agree. And that's something we'll get into a little bit later on. Gambo, thanks for the time and the info, man. We
Good
appreciate
work,
it.
As always, Gambo.
All right, boys. Thank you.
Thank you, John Gambadoro. Follow him on Twitter. Of course, he's on the air at 2 o'clock with Dave Burns today until 6, but Gambo987 for all the latest, and all his work shows up on ArizonaSports.com as well. And Gambo also mentioned the Kevin Durant show last night. It's not all Suns, man. There is a lot of storylines coming out of this NBA postseason. We'll hit some of them next. It's Bickley and Murata, 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station.
Bickley and Murata.
Bickley and Murata.
98.7 FM, Arizona's Sports Station.
Harden up top, being hounded by Holiday. 9 to shoot for Brooklyn. In the black, going left to right. Milking a one-point lead. Harden holds. Holiday all over him. Finds Durant. Working right. Pull up three. Good! OKD! Nets by 4!
3 of 49 points for Kevin Durant last night. We left yesterday's show, Bic, kind of looking at that point, we didn't know James Harden was going to play.
Mm-hmm.
I echo your sentiments. Kudos to James Harden for being available to play nearly 46 minutes on a gimpy hamstring. Clearly wasn't himself out there for his team, though. But the question was, can Kevin Durant, in this weird situation that he's in, be the guy for a playoff team in a pivotal situation? He's never really been in that situation before based on the teams that he's been on and the talent around him. Man, he resoundingly answered those questions.
Well,
the Nets came out so flat, and he was brilliant in the second half.
So I think what this is this is yet another example of what we have to focus on in Phoenix, Arizona, and that is the story of the NBA playoffs is survive in advance. You've got to find a way to do it. Going into last night's game, that series was 2-2, and the Brooklyn Nets as prohibitive favorites to win a championship were had their backs against a proverbial wall, facing a must, not a must-win game, but a pivotal game 5, possibly without two of their top three players. James Harden sucked it up, went out, was a distributor, handled the ball, had no explosiveness whatsoever, very little lift whatsoever, but he played. And Kevin Durant was a monster, and they survived. So going into last night's game, I would say Brooklyn Nets fans probably feel the same way you as Suns fans feel right now. So how do you get past that? You survive in advance. That's how you do it.
Yeah, it was, like I said, an amazing performance. Here's Kevin Durant on playing all 48 minutes.
Coach, we always had dialogue about minutes throughout the season of like, you know, maybe you should pull me here for a couple minutes or maybe you should keep me in. And so tonight I went to him and him and Coach Vaughn just asked me if I needed a couple and that they were going to take me out. And I was like, yo, if y'all don't need to, I'm cool. You know, I think I can kind of tough it out from here, but I was cool with anything they wanted to do, and they decided to keep me in.
Giannis Antetokounmpo of the Milwaukee Bucks tried valiantly to you know win that game for the Bucks, but it wasn't to be. And afterwards, he tipped his cap to Kevin Durant.
I don't know, man. Just keep making it tough. Obviously, one of the best quarters to ever play the game. It's tough. You know, like he's the best. He's the best player in the world right now, and we gotta beat him as a team. We gotta guard him as a team. We gotta make him make tough shots like tonight. And we just gotta keep doing our job, and hopefully he's gonna miss.
Look, Giannis was really good. 14 of 22, 34 points, 12 rebounds, 4 assists, 2 blocks, and a steal. But this is going to go in that Giannis column again of, okay, if he's such a great player, when is he going to win one of these really, really pivotal games in a playoff series and be there for his team? And again, I'm not pinning it on him, but this is just kind of what's following him at this point of his
is.
Career.
And you know what it is? The more you watch, the more I watch Giannis in high leverage games, you see the hole in his game. He's just not a complete player. He can't shoot the basketball like other superstars can. If you give him a head of steam, he can attack the basket as well as LeBron James in his prime. He'll dunk on you all night long. He'll play defense. He'll block your shot. He'll bring great mad energy to the court. But when the Bucks need a basket and the ball is in his hands, you don't know what's going to happen.
No.
And neither does he.
It's true.
You know what I mean? Chris Paul gets the ball in a high-leverage situation. He knows exactly where he's going on the court. He knows exactly where he's going, and he gets there. And most of the time he makes the shot. Giannis, he's just not developed like that.
Well, look at the seven teams that are still remaining in the playoffs right now. We've obviously talked about and will continue to talk about the Chris Paul situation. Suns are affected by health or injury at this point. Philadelphia going into game five against Atlanta. Big question mark. Is Joel Embiid going to be Joel Embiid, or is it going to be what we saw in the second half of game four? The Nets obviously asking a lot of injury questions. The Bucks, you know, they're not unscathed. They don't have Dante DiVincenzo for the rest of the playoffs. He's a rotation player. But I would say that's not insurmountable for them. And then in the Western Conference, I mentioned the Suns. The Jazz, you know, is Donovan Mitchell and that ankle, is that a ticking time bomb? Some people seem to think so. The Kawhi Leonard question is a huge question now. You know, they're up 17 with 5 minutes to go in game four to tie that series up against Utah. And, you know, anytime you see a player come up walking gingerly or going to the bench, it's alarming in the postseason. Then you see the replays and there was a grimace. But what has unfolded in the last day with the Kawhi Leonard news, Bic? Mm-hmm. I didn't expect that. Did you?
No. I did not. And this is just really, I cannot believe how many big name players and how many championship caliber basketball teams have dealt with this, have had hopes dashed instantly. And there's an obvious corollary between a basketball season in the bubble that stretched out some people pretty hard. A shortened off season in between, a really condensed schedule down the stretch. The fact that, you know, having play-in formats in both conferences kept teams playing hard up to the very end. I think it all plays a part. I think every bit of it is contributing to what we've seen.
Yeah, I think so. you know, I think the schedule tweak and the condensing of the schedule and smushing everything together probably the biggest factor. So count me for one as looking forward to, you know, there's been reports that the NBA is going back to an 82 game schedule pretty much on time next year. If that starts in mid to late October, I'll be real happy to get back to that level of normalcy.
Yeah. And I think basketball players will as well. So, I think it's going to make this NBA season quite unique. Except for the team that wins the championship. The team that does win this whole thing will have certainly earned it.
Oh, yeah. And under different circumstances, that was the Lakers last year. You know, people said, it doesn't count. It's not a real championship. They're in a bubble. There's no fan influence. Yeah, that's one way to look at it. You could also look at it the other way, and that being in that environment for that long was maybe the most difficult path ever to a finals. But I agree with you. You got six of seven teams remaining asking these big injury and health questions. The big question for the Clippers is, if this is bad news like the Clippers are reportedly fearing, can they still win the title? Jalen Rose on ESPN this morning.
No. And by the way, if you're the Utah Jazz, and I want to make sure I, you know, give credence to the fact that the Utah Jazz are playing without Mike Conley. But losing the Clippers without Kawhi Leonard, to me, is the equivalent of the Bucks losing to the Nets, basically without Harden and Kyrie Irving. It just can't happen. It won't happen. Donovan Mitchell, Rudy Gobert, Jordan Clarkson, they will get it together. The Utah Jazz had the best regular season record in the entire NBA. The Clippers will not beat the Jazz if Kawhi Leonard doesn't come back.
Yeah, I don't disagree.
I would agree with that. Isaiah Thomas tweeted out, "I wish we could turn injuries off as if it were a video game." Right?
Wouldn't that be nice?
Yeah. And the thing about Chris Paul is this isn't even an injury. And that maybe is hitting a little bit differently. There was somebody who pointed out that everything that's been going on, this is just confirmation that Chris Paul has had pretty bad luck in the playoffs.
Yeah, this is just the latest chapter there. By the way, he's not the only Phoenix athlete dealing with COVID, apparently. Buda Baker of the Cardinals tweeted out, or actually put on Instagram, a picture of a lot of medication, throat drops, stuff for the immune system. And the caption reads, COVID-1, Buddha 0. Oh, another reminder of where we are in the COVID-19 world. We'll keep you updated on all the latest with Chris Paul. In fact, we'll continue to dive into that situation next. Potentially bad news for the Phoenix Suns on their quest for a championship. It's Bickley and Murata, 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station.